Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And to be quite frank with you, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
And then Matt LaFleur was all, I don't know him. And we're like, yeah, you do, Matt LaFleur. He was the offensive coordinator for the team you game plan against twice a year.
Yeah, I don't like that when they act like they don't know. The Mariah Carey thing was very intentional. It is a serious sign of disrespect towards one Jennifer Lopez. And I felt like Matt LaFleur was trying to be a little bit disrespectful towards Ben Johnson, who's no longer an offensive coordinator, but he's still a play caller, calling plays, and now he's got the title of head coach. I think he makes more money than Matt LaFleur, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Was not Ben Johnson a little bit disrespectful towards Matt LaFleur at one point?
No, he just stated the truth.
He was disrespectful on the scoreboard.
Yeah, like, what do you, if you look at the record of one guy versus the other, Ben Johnson advantage him.
He just didn't take a look at the history of the Chicago Bears against the Green Bay Packers at that point.
Don't worry about that.
Thomas Brown, shout out. He beat the Packers. Thomas Brown, we love you.
Okay, I want to take this opportunity to tell you that there's a show on after ours. The name of that show is Speak on Homes, and you should probably tune in this afternoon.
It's a great show.
Starting at 2, because at that time, you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Cubs win. Why are they going to win? They're playing the Rockies at Wrigley Field on May 26th. If you don't understand, go look at the NMLB standings and tell me what the Rockies' record is. Then you'll see why they're most likely going to. Another series they should sweep, by the way.
Sure.
It's all provided by Bosch Power Tools. The more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch.
I love when we say that with such authority. So we just learned this is, of course, NFL schedule release day. So we get leaks here and there. And we just heard with Mike Florio during that time, J.P. Fenley of NBC Sports in Washington, D.C. is reporting that after the Hail Mary last year, Commanders and Bears will get primetime treatment this year, sources tell him. Chicago at Washington on Monday Night Football, Week 6. So already we're up to 3 nationally televised games with the Bears, if that's true. Mm. When you do the math, not only do you choose McGrath, but
that's where I was going with that.
We've got number one, Black Friday. That was the first one we found out about, the Amazon Prime game against the Eagles. Then we learned that reportedly Fox is going to make them part of the Week 16 doubleheader against the Packers. And now this news about Monday Night Football. It feels like the Bears are going to get more nationally televised games this year than they did in the past.
I want to go back to what Grody was talking about with Mike Florio, because it seemed
wanted to hide.
He seemed like embarrassed, or I'm sorry, it seemed like a fear of embarrassment had taken over, and you were just really worried that the Bears were going to get pantsed on national television.
Very self-conscious about that kind of stuff when the Bears get pantsed. Like, honestly, the whole time, I'm like, I am sorry for what's going on, right? I'm sorry that you have to watch this. We don't like it either. So it's like a preemptive, I don't necessarily want the nation ripping on the Chicago Bears because I take that personally too. But at the same time, like we don't need to be seen yet. Like we're not ready yet. I don't have my makeup on.
But when was the last time?
I don't want to be seen.
Last time you didn't feel like that is my question.
The game against the Commanders was a flexed game. Don't you remember how excited we were?
And the Bears should have won that game. And the Bears should have won because Caleb Williams was really good at the end of that game, and they should have won that damn game. But then they saw how inept the Chicago Bears were. If that wasn't enough for you, oh my God, Thanksgiving Day. I'm so sorry still to the nation last year at Detroit when all of that happened. That first half was murder. I mean, it was unbelievable. I will never forget the end of that game. And after Dan Weeder and I, as hosts of the Take the North podcast, had done all the work that we had to do, about 2 hours later, we meet each other in the middle of the press box, both of us shaking our heads like, this is going to be a doozy today. I hate it when the nation has to see how bad the Bears are.
Well, I mean, the thing that delineated those two games were, number one, a player just being stupid at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Dumb decisions that were made.
Yes.
Mistakes were made.
Uh-huh.
So, also, the play before it did indeed matter, by the way. That's a point counterpoint. Now, it did come down to the Hail Mary, but still, it's never one game where your team loses or wins, or one play in a game. The other one is, I don't think that lack of tactics, if you will be on display on national television again.
What's that?
I hope not.
I mean,
you heard me.
Here's my thing. I don't know what's going to happen when they actually get on the field and start playing football games, but I am more pragmatic than optimistic or pessimistic. And pragmatically speaking, the offense should be better. I have questions about the defense, and therefore I will be intrigued every time the Bears step on any stage, be it the national stage or just in a local window where you can hide unless you have red zone, and then you're out there for Scott Hansen and company to see.
I'm just laughing at 309. Same, Grody. Just let us rip in the noon slot.
Exactly.
I'm not clamoring for the noon spot.
No.
I am. I always am. But that's just, you know, that honestly, that's a selfish thing. That's a reporter perspective, because then your day is, I mean, there's nothing better. I'll tell you guys about, and Marshall, you in particular will probably appreciate this because you love to walk around the city. Noon games, man, at Soldier Field.
Where we live.
Well, and see, and this is before. I was living over in Streeterville even.
Okay.
I'd get up early. I would walk to Soldier Field, like a beautiful, gorgeous walk along the lake. And then when the day was over and all the work was done and we recorded Take the North, I'd get up, put the earbuds in, and walk home along the lake. That's what I loved about the noon games, and it just the beauty of it all.
I never knew about the weather outside because I was watching the doubleheader. The only way to cleanse your palate after some of those noon games was with good football. Or better football, or slightly more entertaining.
That's why I like the later window, the late afternoon window, is because there's more of a buildup to what you're speaking of. Now, I go on a run on the lake, and you already see everybody out in their bear stuff heading to the stadium to tailgate, or just out and about, and it gives you more juice leading up to that. So if I'm out on that walk, even at like 9, 10 o'clock, everybody's going somewhere to just start watching games, but eventually they're going to watch the Bears, and I like the buildup. Now, the night game, that's a little bit much for me.
Too much. I hate Monday night games. See, a lot of people.
No, I love them because the Bears get exposed, and then I'm not the only one who's complaining about some of the game plans anymore.
And then every national voice is just,
running all these screen passes, and I'm like, yeah, where have you been, guys? Our life.
Layla, the national voices, when you get put on a Sunday night, Thursday night, or Monday night game, there's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide. Everyone sees it, and everybody, not just the common people who are watching the games, but every former professional football player, former coach, national analyst, they all got, I'd call it piling on, but it's just really everyone's nodding in accordance. Yeah, we've been trying to tell y'all what's going on around here.
Yeah, we've been knowing. This is the difference. Now you get to witness and experience this too. I will say this. Last December, you know, for the Lions game, you remember the one that George McCaskey was all disappointed in Bears fans in, and yet somehow Derek Stevens from Circus still had one of the suites?
Yes.
Dramatic pause.
I do remember that.
Yeah. I remember I was meeting a friend for breakfast, And the Celtics were in town, and it was the Celtics reporter, Abby Chin. She and I were getting coffee.
Okay.
And I remember walking around, and I'm like, man, this is a lot of Lions gear I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, something tells me this is going to be a pretty Lions-heavy crowd. Then it turned into a Lions home game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, it did. It did. And I understood. And the Bears fans tried to ward them off as best as they could.
Not Bob Tree in there nodding his head. Yeah. That's right.
Do you remember the morning
before
that game?
Stay out of this conversation,
game?
Bob Tree.
How much Honolulu blue did I see walking around the streets?
Oh, so much. Detroit has, like, there's a lot of people from Detroit in Chicago as well. And when the Lions are good, they like to come out. So
there's
I'm
only one way to fix this.
Send them back to sleep.
No, it is to wear a ton of Bears blue and orange in Las Vegas.
Which does happen.
That's the only way to write this ship.
Oh, yeah.
How does that write the ship?
Because it's Vegas and it's fun.
Oh, okay. I thought there was a specific meaning behind that. My thing is this,
yes,
man.
It is me telling you to go to Vegas and enjoy it.
I just want for people to be happy again. And the only thing that's going to make people happy, I'm talking about the people of this city, is for there to be a concerted effort of good football that lasts the entire season. Mm-hmm. That's going to take double-digit wins. That's going to take exciting games at the end of the season, not just the beginning of the season.
Well, I will say that the Bears have been doing big boy stuff, real, like taking real shots at things since, ironically, last year. When, although they made the horrible mistake of hiring Shane Waldron, they got rid of Shane Waldron pretty quickly. For the first time in history, they fired a head coach in the season. So they're doing big boy stuff. Then they go and get Ben Johnson, the most sought-after coach in the NFL for the last 2 years. They go out and get him. And then they build themselves an interior of their offensive line. And then they go out and get couple of defenders. They go out and get Grady Jarrett. They go out and get Dio Odangbo. So they are doing things that feel a lot more legitimate than the things that they've done in the past. Yes,
Mark.
Layla. Yes.
Breaking news.
Oh.
Breaking
oh,
news on the score is brought
Breaking
to you
Bears.
By Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. We
hit him with it.
Know.
I know what it is. Hit him
Don't
with
hurt
it.
Him, Hammer.
Our friend Jordan Schultz, who's been on our shows, the Schultz Report on X, sources. The Bears will open their season at home on ESPN's Monday Night Football against the Vikings, marking Ben Johnson's debut as head coach. We're up to four nationally televised games.
Here we go.
But
four
I'm good with the
games.
Matchup. I'm good with the matchup.
Yes.
I'm good with the team.
It's not Green Bay.
The schedule hasn't even been released yet. Let's rewind to the beginning of this segment 15 minutes ago where Mark Grody's like, man, I really hope that they just get a lot of these noon games.
I'll tell you what, too. One of the other things is, and I know the prevailing opinion here at the Score is always when the Bears don't play on Sunday, everybody's like, oh, it's so nice to have a Sunday without the Bears. No, it was not nice to have a Sunday without the Bears. I got to wait until not just Monday, but Monday night to watch a Bears game. So I hate Sundays.
Is that extra
You've been
with
waiting
them?
All it weekend is, for Monday night?
I'm why they wrote that song, I think. I like, really, it pains me to wait. Now, when the game starts, then I'm jacked up and I'm excited, and the discipline of waiting was worth it. But I really hate, I don't need to be doing other stuff. I want to watch the Bears on Sundays.
I want no discipline and more asbestos. More asbestos. More asbestos.
Bears-Vikings opening night. Okay.
Also, that cloud is getting closer.
Like
there's been this cloud that's like way too low, and it's not fog, and I know technically it might be, but it's just one cloud.
Oh, it's fog.
And we're on the ninth floor, and it just keeps creeping closer and closer toward us.
What do you think that cloud wants? What do you?
I don't know, but I feel like I'm in a movie. One of those bad ones where there's like one decent scene, and it gets replayed on Instasingle on Instagram.
By the time the cloud gets here, we'll know the entire Bears schedule. How
is
about
it,
that?
Is that a cloud? Is that what that is?
It is a cloud. That's what and fog it just is, keeps Mark. Getting. But it's just this little spot of it. It's like, I'm not going away.
Fog is a cloud?
I'm just hanging out.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't know that. I don't read. I don't read books. Okay. I know you like us to read books. I don't read books.
I know. I got a book I got to read.
Yeah, Bears.
All right. So more Bears Vikings. News, I'm sure, will come out.
Bears.
Who
Bears.
Said Vikings? Did somebody say Vikings?
I did. Bears, Vikings.
Why?
Bears, Vikings. Bears, Vikings. The Bears will beat the Vikings on Monday Night Football.
Robbie, if you got to walk out of here because you got a Lions collector self. I am allowing it. We now know three games of the Vikings schedule, by the way, by default.
It's okay. We still run the North.
Take the North.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.